from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A war of words of the she said, they said variety has broken out at the highest level of the Assembly of First Nations. National Chief Roseanne Archibald of the Tawkwaatagamo First Nation outside Cochrane has been suspended by the Executive Committee and National Board of Directors. It involves what the board calls inaccuracies in a speech Archibald delivered last Wednesday. It also claims the speech breached AFN employees' privacy and confidentiality. Archibald says she's being attacked for calling for an inquiry to deal with corruption in the AFN dating back 8 years. Some drivers are not complying fully with construction-related detours in the area of Algonquin Boulevard, and city police are out to correct that. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi has an example from this morning that he says wouldn't have happened otherwise. A large truck collided with a sign at the corner of Wilson and Mountjoy.
We're investigating this particular collision. There was a little damage to a municipal stop sign. So we're looking into it at present, tracking down the driver as it were.
No other vehicle was involved. DePazzi says officers are enforcing restrictions for large commercial vehicles. If the driver can't prove they're making a delivery on streets where they shouldn't be, they'll be fined. Even though the province launched a 3-year program to have feminine hygiene products in schools last September, District School Board Ontario Northeast has had the practice in place for the past 5 years. Director of Education Leslie Dye says the board went ahead with the move after discussions with students.
And one student shared that, you know, sometimes her school that the products aren't available, and I'm going back 5 years. And so we as a senior team talked about it and certainly talked about how important it is for all students to have the resources that they need. And this is a very personal resource.
Dye says each school decided how the products were going to be made available, either through dispensing machines, baskets in washrooms, or at the guidance office. Timmins history now, and more on the early days of the Porcupine Art Club. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says after it formed in the late 1940s, members shared camaraderie and their desire to improve how they painted.
And at the time, they were also bringing in people from the Group of Seven to actually give workshops. So they would come and spend a week in the community, do some painting teachings, and then provide opportunities for small exhibits.
Next week, where the local art was displayed in the days before the museum and National Exhibition Center. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.